It was always going to be tough. We knew that coming here, you know. And today, to be fair to Bradford, they were pretty hot today, weren't they? But I think we allowed them to be. But yeah, first half there were some positives. I thought we you know, we had a go at them and we didn't get off to the best of starts. But I think we recovered. And you know, last 20 so that first half, I thought we had a little bit of a dig. But second half, we just didn't come out of the changing rooms. And you know, like I say, those 3-4 quick fire tries that they got straight from kickoffs just absolutely killed us.
Your job and the outcome of what you achieve at Doncaster this season is not really going to be determined by what happens here, though, is it?
Oh, we don't know, Matt. No, I think, yeah, you're right. You know, we've got to look at the bigger picture. And, you know, we already came with a beat-up side, really. You know, we were scratching for numbers, really. Playing players out of position, it doesn't help your cause. But, yeah, you're right. The bigger picture is about building for the future now. And what we will do in this period now where we're struggling is learn about the players that we've got now and learn about the ones that we want to keep and build forward and build on and go forward with. And that's certainly something that we will be learning. But yeah, you're right. The bigger picture is what happens in the coming weeks, months or whatever and wherever we end up and what happens for next season.
Depleted squad, depleted further. Cunningham got a shoulder problem first half.
He got it really early on in the game and to be fair to him, he chuffed it out for the first half but he was struggling right from the first set of six. He's got a bad shoulder injury. I don't know the extent of it, but he's really sore. He's struggling to raise his arm. And then Paz with a calf, stroke, shin bone, whatever it is, that looks the more serious of the two. So, yeah, already with a depleted squad, and then we lose those two. And to be fair, the two were the better players out there, I thought, in the first half. And that just added to our problems.
Normally, you'd spend a lot of time reviewing games and things like that. Do you just draw a line under this one quickly and move on?
I think, Mark, I just said that to Pete Green out there. I said, I don't know how much DVD work we need to do on that one, but I don't know if we'd bother doing anything and just put a line under it. We will show some things because obviously there were some things that we do need to iron out, but I think it'll be mostly from the first half rather than the second half.
You said when you got the job, obviously you've watched Doncaster quite a lot, that there's some positives, the competitiveness. I know I didn't show much of that in the second half today, but those are things that you can work with going forward, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah. Whatever your team's got spirit and a bit of desire, then you've got a fairly good footing to start from, but yeah, we didn't show too much of that second half today. But, yeah, you know, my job now is to pick the boys up and get them ready for London and hopefully we'll get a few bodies back. You know, we knew we weren't going to fix everything overnight. We've got a long way to go and we are, you know, we're quite a way behind. We've got some catching up to do in terms of what we're doing on the field. So, you know, we knew it weren't going to be a quick fix and we can only just break a little bit away each time, each week and keep looking for some improvements.
You've obviously got the dual reg with Hull. Are you going to be looking to leave Radford maybe to get some more players?
Well, yeah, I mean, that was a disappointing thing. We had young Abdul was going to come and play halfback for this week, and then they lost a centre, Saab, which meant that they had to make some changes, and he ended up on the bench. So it's really frustrating at the minute because you know we thought we were going to get a decent halfback in Abdul, and then we had him on Wednesday, and he was taken away on Thursday. So that's how frustrating it is. But yeah, I'll be having a chat. I'm going over to see Lee tomorrow, so we'll be having a conversation and see who's available for next week, and we'll see how many injuries we can get back, and see what 17 we can put out.
Not the result you wanted, but enthusiasm not dampened by this.
Never, no. I've been in this situation before, mate. It's not the first time for me. You've got to just dust yourself down and get on with it, haven't you? And like I say, we'll try and pick him up on Tuesday, and hopefully we can put up a better performance at home next week.